Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Loonshots, How to Nurture the Crazy Ideas That Win Wars, Cure Diseases, and Transform Industries, author Safi Bahcall, a physicist and entrepreneur, explores the fascinating world of groundbreaking innovations that initially seem too outlandish or risky, but eventually transform societies. Through engaging storytelling mixed with scientific research and historical analysis, Bahcall reveals how these loonshots, or wildly creative ideas, can be nurtured and managed to fruition in any organization. The book not only entertains but also educates, providing insights into the dynamics that dictate how and why certain innovative ideas succeed or fail, making it an essential read for leaders, managers, and anyone interested in fostering. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, structure phase transitions. In Loonshots, one of the pivotal concepts introduced by Safi Bahcall is the idea of phase transitions, a term borrowed from physics that describes how groups transition between two states, the rigid and the fluid. Bahcall offers a compelling parallel to the behavior of organizations. In the solid phase, companies are more structured and less capable of fostering radical innovations or loonshots. In contrast, in the liquid phase, they are more dynamic and capable of embracing crazy ideas that might become groundbreaking innovations. This analogy helps illuminate why certain environments are more conducive to innovation than others, and how leaders can tweak structures to balance creativity and stability, ensuring that transformative ideas are not only born, but also nurtured to maturity. Secondly, the Moses trap. Another critical concept introduced in Loonshots is the Moses trap. This trap ensnares leaders who become too enamored with the ideas or projects that brought them success, leading to a focus on project advocacy over project evaluation. It illustrates the danger of leaders who lead like Moses, blindly driving forward without paying adequate heed to nurturing a wide range of ideas. Bahcall explains how organizations can avoid the Moses trap by fostering a culture that encourages skepticism and debate, which can challenge seemingly infallible ideas and ensure that a company continues to innovate and evaluate projects effectively. Understanding this trap is essential for maintaining the health and innovative power of an organization. Thirdly, the role of the project champion. Safi Bahcall highlights the importance of project champions within an organization who passionately advocate for innovative ideas despite skepticism and resistance. These champions play a crucial role in the development and adoption of loonshots. They have the unique ability to navigate corporate resistance and garner support for nascent ideas that might otherwise be neglected. Bahcall's discussion includes strategies on identifying potential champions and empowering them to act effectively within the company's landscape. He points out that without such figures, even the most potentially transformative loonshots can wither away unnoticed. Fourthly, the two types of loonshots. Bahcall categorizes loonshots into two types: P-type, product, and S-type, strategy. P-type loonshots relate to the products and are generally driven by technological innovations, while S-type loonshots involve shifts in strategy and are typically driven by business model innovations. Each type of loonshot comes with its sets of challenges and requires different management styles and organizational structures to flourish. Understanding these distinctions helps leaders and organizations tailor their approaches appropriately, fostering an environment where both types of loonshots can succeed. Lastly, managing the transition. Between fringe and mainstream, a significant challenge highlighted by Bahcall is managing the transition of a loonshot from a fringe idea to mainstream success. This process involves not only nurturing the initial creative spark, but also effectively integrating it into the larger operational system without compromising its transformative potential. Bahcall offers actionable advice on managing these transitions, emphasizing the importance of flexible organizational structures that can support rapid pivoting and scaling when a loonshot begins to gain traction. This nuanced understanding of transitioning is critical for leaders aiming to transform radical ideas into practical, scalable solutions. In conclusion, anyone from business leaders and managers to scientists and creatives should consider reading Loonshots. Safi Bahcall's key insights into fostering and managing innovation are particularly beneficial for those looking to drive significant changes within their organizations or industries. The book not only illuminates the process of nurturing groundbreaking ideas, but also empowers readers to think differently about leadership and organizational structure. Whether you're at the helm of a startup or a leader in an established company, Loonshots offers valuable lessons on turning seemingly impossible ideas into reality, thus benefiting individuals and society as a whole. If you would like to support Safi Bahcall, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.